Good afternoon, everyone. Are you ready to celebrate together? I'm ready to celebrate. It's been a long time coming. So we gather for Chords of Distinction, and it's wonderful to see all of you here. As the group is coming, I'd like to offer this opening prayer and invite you to join me in prayer. Ever-present and faithful God, in the midst of commencement weekend, we gather this afternoon in the spirit of celebration. We celebrate your presence with us. We celebrate the coming together of family and friends. We celebrate the accomplishments of students completing their degrees. We celebrate the contributions of all students in this campus community. And specifically here in this ceremony, we celebrate with those being recognized for making outstanding contributions to the university, community, and society. Be with us as we celebrate and empower us to be fully present with one another as an outward expression of your presence with us. We're grateful for having had the opportunity to shape one another's lives, even as we recognize that you are the master designer, the molder, the shaper of all that is good. So even as we celebrate accomplishments, achievements, and awards, grant us a full measure of humility and grace in the spirit of your love. In the name and way of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We're pleased to have our president, Dr. Susan Schultz-Huxman, here with us this morning, or this afternoon, and of course, presiding over the entire weekend, and let's welcome her to the stage.
Well, greetings, everyone, to the 2018 Chords of Distinction Ceremony. This really is a special feature, a signature event, if you will, in the life of Eastern Mennonite University. Whether rain or shine, this is a fabulous event on commencement weekend. As Brian mentioned, my name is Susan. I am the president here at EMU, and I want to say on behalf of all our faculty and staff, we are very, very glad that you are here. This ceremony recognizes 10 amazing students for their superb, well-rounded accomplishments over the course of their career at EMU. Later, you will hear more about how the award is made and what the chords mean, but let me say three things. Number one, only at a Christian university like no other would there be such an award. All universities have academic awards. We do too. All universities have athletic awards. We do too. All universities have service awards. We do too. But we are different in searching for students who go beyond, who demonstrate a holistic understanding of achievement inside and outside the classroom. Number two, only at a Christian university like no other would faculty and staff work so hard over a significant period of time and be so intentionally committed to nominating and supporting our many talented students. There really is a great cloud of witnesses that are at work here on this campus, uplifting, empowering, and walking alongside our students as they grow and accomplish many of their goals. To put it simply, these mentors want our students to succeed every day, not just at graduation. Do you know how difficult it was for them to select just 10? Number three, only at a Christian university like no other would friends attend on behalf of the winners. So a special shout out to all the special support system friendship groups that are out there. You know, here at EMU, we have a bold mission, a noble mission, a distinctive mission to prepare students to serve and lead in a global context in the spirit of scriptures, to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. And we profess that mission as we embrace our enduring values of Christian discipleship, community building, service, and peacemaking. In essence, the special significance of the cords of distinction is that the students chosen beautifully enact our mission. They are living epistles of our values and our aspirations. They validate who we are, what we do, and why we matter. That's pretty significant. So congratulations, Cords of Distinction winners of 2018. You are already making a big impact in our world today. I wish you much continued success, and I also encourage you to hold the EMU mission statement firmly in your life and work wherever you go. It is a high calling. Come back and give back when you can. May you always follow Christ's call to witness faithfully, to serve compassionately, and to walk boldly in the way of peace.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, President Schultz-Huxman, for those opening remarks. I am honored to stand before you to share in this time of achievement and recognition for the recipients of Cords of Distinction. My name is Celeste Thomas, and I am the Director of Multicultural Student Services. As we know, we are not islands. So I also want to recognize the contributions of family, friends, sponsors, and guardians who have poured into these students and have helped shape them into the fine persons they are. Can we give your family, friends, guardians a hand clap? This award is one of the university's most cherished and meaningful awards and is only given to up to 10 persons each year. CORDS has its foundation in the Multicultural Student Services Office. When former director Jennifer Kimball envisioned this award, it was created to assist in helping to level the playing field, honor and value students' experiences beyond academics. We have many students who come to EMU with gifts that are not necessarily recognized in the classroom, so their contributions can sometimes go unnoticed. The Cords of a Distinction Award is to honor the efforts of graduating students who have made outstanding contributions to the university, community, and society. These students participate in high levels of engagement outside of classes and recognize the importance of the social and civic aspects of engaging in the local community. It is not easy to maintain time for studies, friends, extracurricular activities, and on top of that, provide service to those who are less fortunate than themselves. Clearly, they came to EMU to receive degrees, but along the way, they did unto the least of these, which took sacrifice on their parts. They embody to whom much is given, much is required. They have chosen to make the community better than when they entered it, and we thank you all for that. As the students are draped with the cords, please take note of the blue and gold cords. The blue cord represents strength of conviction that one person can help to create a better institution, also willingness and openness to share thoughts and ideas. The gold cord represents love of spirit and yearning towards creating a better university community in which all can take part. Gold also is the color of achievement. Each year, it is extremely difficult to limit the recipient list to 10. This year was no different than in previous years. The difficulty speaks to the high levels of commitment of our students that they have to do service. It is a testament to their desires to do and follow the scripture, O man, O woman, what is good? And what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? With this being said, I would like to recognize all of the students who were nominated for CORDS, as these students also have demonstrated high levels of social and civic engagement. If you are present, please see Bernadette in the back of the room following the ceremony. We thank you for all that you do and have done as well. These students will receive a certificate of nomination. Perry Blosser, Sarah Boschart, Rachel Bradigan, Johanna Burkholder, Julian Bussels, Timothy Callahan, Victoria Campbell, Antonio DeJesus, Aaron Dunmore, Elizabeth Utzler, Ryan Farisee, Colton Fry, Liesl Graber, Megan Green, Abe Hartzler, Braden Herman, Rachel Holderman, Austin Huff, Jack Hummel, Samantha Kaufman, Catherine Lehman, Daniel Lutz, Angel Mallard, Sierra Martin, Grayson Mast, Linnea McCoy, Siri Mendoza, Anna Messer, Taylor Marishai, Taylor Mortensen, Johanton Moser, Amanda Olson, Sonia Peters, Sarah Reagan, Dejanay Robinson, Roy Rowan, Susanna Sewell, Sarah Shank Moreno, Hannah Schultz, Stephanie Slabach Brubaker, Marcy Schmucker, William Stanley, Rachel Sturm, Alejandra Rivera, Delight Teco, Lara Weaver, Alexa Weeks, Amanda Williams, Jing Chuan Wu, Ayu Yifru. Can we please give these students a round of applause? Thank you. At this time, we will celebrate our CORDS recipients and what has led to them receiving this award. We will begin with Dr. Paul Yoder, who is presenting Emily Chatterbuck. Following all of the presentations, we will have closing remarks and prayer from Dr. Jim Schmucker, Vice President for Enrollment and Student Life. Dr. Yoder and Emily. Thank you.
Emily Chatterbuck has confidently declared that teachers are leaders, contending that teachers work to create positive change through their leadership. They set examples for their students and colleagues, and they help one another. Teachers teach, she wrote, because they have been called to lead. In her sense of conviction, and more importantly, through her actions, both in classrooms here on EMU's campus and in local public schools, Emily Chatterbuck exemplifies the EMU teacher education mission of teaching boldly in a changing world through an ethic of care and critical reflection. Emily has put her commitment to the EMU community and the teaching profession into practice through many leadership and service engagements. As the secretary and then president of the Student Education Association, Emily planned a book drive and canned food drive aimed at giving back to the local community. She contributed to the professional development of current EMU education students through planning a panel of first-year teachers. Emily also contributed to the life of the university through organizing childcare during EMU homecoming and planning a language and literature departmental chapel with professors Kirsten Beachy and Carol Snell Fikema. Emily has helped to communicate EMU's mission to those beyond the campus community. She contributed to recruiting local prospective students through her work in admissions and volunteered her time to assist in the education department during this year's Scholarship Day. Emily has also intentionally sought opportunities to extend her learnings from cross-cultural in Guatemala and Colombia through utilizing her Spanish fluency in the classroom and attending events that support local immigrant communities. A native of Rockingham County, Emily has continued to invest in the local community. She volunteers at the Grottoes Volunteer Fire Department, where she helps with fundraising events. Emily also seeks opportunities to work with children, such as reading to young people at Second Home Childcare and doing crafts with participants at Ridgeway Mennonite Church's Kids Club. Finally, Emily has excelled in the classroom. She is an engaged and conscientious student. More importantly, however, is the balance Emily strikes, being quick to speak up in class, yet making room for multiple voices during class discussion. Emily is the recipient of the Carol Yoder Award for Teaching Excellence in recognition of her academic excellence in both literary studies and education courses. Emily was also one of 5 Teachers of Promise awardees this year. We applaud Emily for all she has achieved already and for answering the call to be a teacher who authentically cares for students of all backgrounds and thus leads by example.
My name is Maria Esther Showalter. Sorry, I have a sore throat, but I'm here for true. I am the LSA advisor, and this is always hard for because we have to let him go. And hopefully I can read without tears. We are living in times when people seek power or a position of leadership to benefit themselves. However, a few leaders shine even brighter because their leadership style is so different. In 1970, Robert K. Greenleaf published his first essay entitled The Servant as Leader, which introduced this term, servant leadership. Of his philosophy, Robert Greenleaf wrote in Essentials, "The servant leader is servant first." Becoming a servant leader begins with a natural feeling that one wants to serve first. Drew Diaz has impacted our campus with his gentleness and his genuine care for everybody and serving others. A popular saying describes Drew very well. Action speaks louder than words. His ability to listen empathetically is unique and a gift to those who surround him. His professors say that he's great at building community in his classes, encouraging and willing to work hard. Helping others is part of who he is. Drew makes people special simply by listening to them and walking with them. He accepts people for who they are. His friends and classmates think highly of Drew and feel comfortable around him because he treats people with respect and he's always ready to lend a hand at all times. From the very first time that Drew joined the Latino Student Alliance, he was ready to roll up his sleeves and do any kind of work. He always asked, "How can I help?" It is evident that he enjoys serving people and gladly goes the extra mile. One of my favorite memories about Drew was when his peers nominated him to lead the orientation mixer. He said it was out of his comfort zone and he had never done anything like that before. He did an excellent job, and a natural leader was born before our eyes. Drew has been consistently committed and responsible to his studies, and he was an active member of the Latino Student Alliance. He was always dedicated and faithful to the many events that LSA organized throughout the year, and he was a support for the Multicultural and International Student Services. Drew volunteered with On the Road Collaborative that empowers young people at Skyland Middle School. He also volunteered with Medical Ministry International in Honduras. This experience made a huge impact in his life. He actively tried to incorporate these experiences within his daily interactions at EMU. Drew, we want to thank you for your servant heart and your willingness to help at all times. We know that you will continue caring for others. Just as Maya Angelou once said, I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel.
My name is Jenny Holsinger, and on behalf of EMU and the Department of Applied Social Sciences, it's my honor to award Cords of Distinction to Harrison Horst. There's a theme that underlies Harrison's extensive involvement across EMU's campus. It's important if you want to understand the connection between solar panels and saxophones. What many people recognize about Harrison, including those who nominated him for this award, is his collaborative energy and his attention to building community. Indeed, Harrison is motivated by a radical vision for a more nuanced form of community. His understanding is not limited to some narrow, superficial conceptualization. I suggest that Harrison has added three dimensions to the idea of community that are desperately needed in our world. First, Harrison exemplifies a broad sense of community that is inclusive of all life around us. We see this in his dedication to Earth Keepers, the first student club he joined upon arriving at EMU from Pennsylvania. His advocacy for the environment remained strong through his 4 years here. It included a research position with the new Center for Sustainable Climate Solutions, and it culminated in a well-received podcast entitled Shifting Climates, which he developed in partnership for his capstone project honors program to solving our social and environmental problems. An example of this is the work he was involved in connecting low-income homeowners in Harrisonburg with free energy auditing service. He has served his local urban community by volunteering with groups like Renew Rocktown and Harrisonburg Renaissance. And he has served communities elsewhere in the U.S. by leading service trips over school breaks. Lastly, Harrison demonstrates the power and responsibility that come from belonging to an institutional community. Harrison has given tirelessly for 4 years from the gifts he has been given, and as a multi-talented individual, he has many gifts. As a skilled musician, he helped to revitalize the EMU Jazz Band. As an expert wordsmith, he served as staff and editor for EMU's student newspaper. Even his strong academic skills, he looked to share through formal and informal tutoring for his peers. Harrison has been an inspiration to me. He not only exhibits an extraordinary sociological imagination, but he has shown that students can leave a legacy. Harrison has made the most out of every moment here, even up to the last week of his senior year, by way of his second semester-long cross-cultural trip. And I suspect he will continue to be consulted for the Student Solar Project even after he walks across the stage tomorrow. He has asked EMU to challenge itself, and he has provided a model for us to follow. Harrison, we honor you today with the Cords of Distinction, and we encourage you to continue building communities. You will be missed in the capacities you have served here, but I trust that you will continue to influence our lives in new ways. Blessings as you leap forward in faith of a greater plan.
My name is Kirby Dean. I've been
Malik's basketball coach the last 4 years. And as Ms. Showalter was speaking about how she would miss Drew and she would get emotional talking about him leaving, I couldn't help but think I'd be a whole lot more emotional about him leaving if I was still the basketball coach here. I think Coach Felix is the one that should be in tears, not me. So I'll also add this. I have really bad vertigo, which is kicked in by tracing with my eyes. So Lord, help us get through this. I tried to memorize as much of it as I could. Malik Jones represents everything that administration, faculty, and alumni want to define Eastern Mennonite University graduates. Of all the young men I've had the opportunity to work with at EMU over the last 15 years, and none have I witnessed so much growth as I have seen in Malik. In the classroom, on the basketball floor, concerning social issues, and in all facets of life. 4 years ago, I encountered a teenager in Charlestown, West Virginia, who had unlimited potential but was blind to the great things he was capable of accomplishing. Today, a mature man stands before me who has found himself while here at EMU and yet still has only scratched the surface of the positive influence that he can have on the world moving forward. The thing that separates Malik from his peers is the sacrifices that he has been willing to make to find success here at EMU. Few have been privy to these sacrifices as I. I wonder how many student athletes would be willing to work through all school breaks for physical plant, including spring break, as well as all summer long, instead of going home and hanging with friends or heading to the beach in order to be able to afford to stay in school. I'm often curious as to how many students would go through the rehabilitation of tearing every ligament in their ankle to return as one of the best point guards in the Old Dominion Athletic Conference. I'd love to know how many student athletes had to go through an appeals process just to get admitted to a college and yet carry an overall GPA north of 3.0 during their senior year at that same college. We live in an environment of statistics, probabilities, and projections. I wonder what the probability of Malik Jones graduating from EMU was back when he committed to EMU in the spring of 2014. I'd say the probability was probably less than 5%, and yet here we stand today to celebrate his graduation, present him with cords of distinction, and relish all the positive things that he has brought to the EMU community. Malik's list of involvements are stellar. Whether working with Campus Activity Council or the Black Student Union, doing volunteer work with the Special Olympics or Unified Games, speaking his faith at Aletheia Church, playing basketball, or singing his rhymes of racial equality and social justice. Malik always seems to be involved in activities that benefit others in some way. The measure of a great basketball player is the ability to make those around him better and more successful. I'd say Malik does this on the basketball floor as well as in life. It has been an honor to recruit Malik, coach Malik, and present him with his cords of distinction. Thank you, Malik. I can't wait to see all the great things you're going to do with the rest of your life.
My name is Ron Schultz. I'm an instructor in the education department, coordinator of our elementary education program, of which Katie has been a really significant part during these last 3 years. There was something notably special about Katie from the moment she arrived at EMU 3 short years ago. Her inquisitive nature, passion for life, gracious and humble spirit, and her care and concern for others are qualities that have endeared her to many at EMU and the local community. The scope of Katie's influence is evidenced in the comments of those across campus who nominated her for this special recognition, ranging from peers to professors and staff personnel from various departments. The adjective used to describe Katie included conscientious, caring, dedicated, sincere, compassionate, brave, articulate, and inspiring. Katie views service as a calling and as a way to pass on the blessings that she has received from many others. She says, "I'm an instrument of God who has the opportunity to make a difference in somebody else's life, even if it is just with a smile. When I am in service, I enter into relationship. I walk the path with others. I walk the path with others. I enter into an endless world of possibilities and the chance to spread the most powerful tool any human has, love. Her motivation to serve is also rooted in the modeling of her family. Beginning with the influence of her grandparents during those early childhood years in El Salvador, and the determination, work ethic, and unwavering faith as exemplified by her parents during the process of relocating to the United States when Katie was in third grade. Throughout her educational journey, many teachers, mentors, and peers have inspired her to set high expectations and give her best effort in everything that she does. Those early experiences of learning English as a second language have also served as a motivation to teach young students during such an influential time in their lives. After just her first semester at EMU, Katie accepted the role of ministry assistant as an opportunity to encourage others in their faith journey. During the last 2 years, she has served as a community advisor while also filling the role of secretary for the Student Government Association for a semester. Other on-campus involvements have included participation in EMU's Rotaract Club, the Latino Student Alliance Club, and as a conversation partner for international students in the Intensive English Program. Katie's acts of service have extended beyond campus throughout her involvement in other local initiatives and organizations. She engaged with the Alterna community in Georgia during a YServe trip. She's used her bilingual skills to translate documents for local schools, and she's helped to inspire local high school students who have the opportunity to become first-generation college students. Perhaps one of the more courageous forms of service in the last year has been her advocacy work in raising social awareness to immigration and DACA-related issues. She helped to coordinate events on and off campus by sharing her own story, including an EMU chapel service, Q&A sessions around campus, and a march in downtown Harrisonburg in an effort to gain support for those impacted by DACA legislation and the DREAM Act. Service has clearly characterized Katie's contributions to the EMU community, and although current legislation makes the future somewhat uncertain, Katie's faith and compassion for others will continue to motivate her efforts wherever she goes. Thank you, Katie, for the many ways that you have blessed our community at EMU. Katie, ha sido un placer conocerte y compartir esta parte de tu camino contigo y verte realizar tu sueño de ser una profesora. Tus futuros estudiantes estarán muy afortunados tenerte como maestra y hoy día es una bendición honrarte y celebrar tus éxitos junto con tu preciosa familia, incluyendo tu linda abuela y tía, quienes viajaron desde El Salvador para estar aquí contigo en esta ocasión tan especial. Que Dios te bendiga.
I've already had tears, and I'm not even talking to Michaela yet, so we'll try to get through this. I'm Judy Mullett, I'm professor in the psychology department, and I want you to just imagine with me for a moment. Imagine a world where education prioritizes relationships as the flagship for living, where we only invest financially in corporations that support climate and social justice, where it's an everyday matter to grow and market food for the local community. Imagine a world where there are ample tutors, counselors, community advisors, kids' clubs leaders, mentors for everyone to feel valued and supported. Imagine a world where we welcome visitors beyond nation borders and learn each other's languages and share perspectives not possible within groups. Imagine a world where we run the hills just for the sake of running, where we raise our voices in three-part harmony to connect hearts, minds, and souls. And finally, imagine a world where Jesus shines so brightly as love in practice, as Michaela describes it. And she writes, love in practice transforms a contentious, destructive world into a reconciled world, and a Mennonite church into the light of the community, reconciliation, and the way of Jesus. Well, we can imagine such a world because of someone like Anna Michaela Mast, who lives into this vision as if the second coming is already here, with integrity, grace, humility, kindness, wisdom, and a Holy Spirit of connection. At EMU, she lived the seven dreams painted above as both advocate and mediator. She camped out with Divest EMU to encourage investments in renewable energy companies, worked in campus gardens and coordinated the distribution of garden produce. She joined the leadership team of the Coalition for Climate Justice, walked with kindred spirits in the historical Women's March in D.C., and shared vigils for Standing Rock. As well-rounded as any student can be, Michaela leads from any chair. She earned a medal at the ODAC Cross Country Championship meet in her first cross country season. She sang in Emulate, served as an Honors Council member, a senior class officer, IEP tutor, and SBI assistant. In her backyard, she welcomed children as a camp counselor, helped start a kids' club at Parkview Mennonite Church, and led friendship camps that extended that yard, that backyard, into Romania. Rich in mind and soul, she remains a stellar scholar, earning the psychology department's G.R. Lehman Award for Outstanding Research in Psychology, and earning a poster session at the Virginia Association for Psychological Science. And since I just submitted this, a little too early, she won two awards since then, one as EMU's Athlete of the Year. Next year, she embarks on a journey that she describes as the apex of my education, bringing together many areas of thought while also elucidating the connection between the Anabaptist tradition I identify with, my belief in holistic radical love, and a topic that has threaded its way through my time here. This fellowship project, sponsored jointly by EMU, Goshen, and Mennonite Central Committee's Center for Sustainable Climate Solutions, will send Michaela and Harrison and one other graduate across the U.S. in co-creating climate change literacy podcasts for youth next year. We can only imagine where love and practice will lead her in the future. May the dream continue for the sake of our shared future.
My name is Jonathan Swartz. Katrina, I was just sitting here thinking that in the 3 years I've known you, I don't think there's ever actually been a formal, I don't think we've ever had like a formal professor, student, supervisor, staff, coach, player. So I guess that makes us colleagues, which is how I've always felt about this. We have to change ourselves in order to change the world, said author, activist, philosopher, and feminist Grace Lee Boggs. Interpreting this quote further, Adrienne Marie Brown states that this doesn't mean we get lost in the self, but rather we see our own lives and work and relationships as a front line, a first place we can practice justice, liberation, and alignment with each other and the planet. This work of changing ourselves is the work of learning. It's the work of paying attention, of being awake to our lives and the lives of those around us. It's also the work of action. It's the work of taking risks in order to build trust, create change, support relationships, and show up for each other. Katrina Poplett's 4 years as an undergraduate student at EMU have been packed full her sophomore year to various involvements in Team Accord, The Weather Vane, Divest EMU, Peace Fellowship, RJ Steering Committee, Take Back the Night, Committee on Diversity and Inclusion, and Peer Restorative Justice Facilitation. Katrina has made and continues to make an indelible mark on the EMU campus and beyond. Interviewing restorative justice scholar and activist Fania Davis during chapel at the end of the ACE Festival several weeks ago seemed to be a fitting capstone to Katrina's nearly endless undergraduate engagement with the EMU campus. She's sticking around for another year for a graduate program. Katrina's resilience came through in new ways in this past year as she spent most of the year managing the after effects of a broken leg. She experienced what it was like to receive the care and concern that she is so often given to others. Not only has Katrina impacted the EMU campus, she has also offered her gifts to the Harrisonburg community as a co-facilitator of RJ conferences and circles in conjunction with the Fairfield Center and the Harrisonburg Restorative Justice Coalition. And anecdotally, when I talk to folks and they ask, do you have any students who would be good? And I say, oh yeah, I know at least one. And they say, well, we already know Katrina. Do you have any more? Katrina is Shalom Mennonite Congregation's representative to the local Faith in Action Initiative. And Katrina has worked with Gemeinschaft Home as a restorative justice educator. In her downtime, during the summers in Minnesota, Katrina has worked as a case coordinator for restorative justice community action and been involved in social action with Black Lives Matter and showing up for racial justice. Katrina, you have left an enduring legacy at EMU. Your impact has spread from EMU to Harrisonburg and back to Minnesota. You've also learned that changing the world is hard work, perhaps impossible work. But it is work that cannot be done alone. I'm grateful that I've had the opportunity to witness your years here. Keep showing up.
Caleb Shockhurst. Hardworking, involved, active, and vibrant, present, a blessing. These are descriptors used by faculty and students who nominated Caleb for the Cords of Distinction. Indeed, with only 2 years on campus, Caleb has made a substantial contribution to the life of the EMU campus and broader community after having done the same at Heston College for the first 2 years of his college experience. Among other things, Caleb has been engaged as a pastoral assistant, chapel planner, musician and speaker for chapel, preacher for the Seminary School for Leadership Training and Parkview Mennonite Church, staff writer and copy editor for the Weather Vane, a member of Peace Fellowship, youth sponsor at his church, participant in the Ministry Inquiry Program, and Student Government Association Senator, and finally this year as co-president of the SGA. One person noted that, quote, he does a good job of furthering EMU's core values of peacemaking, community involvement, discussion, and sustainability, end quote. When asked, why do you choose to do service or volunteer work? Caleb responds, understanding my talents as not only talents, but as products of racial and economic privilege has always driven me to participate in as many and as wide a variety of events as possible to support whatever community I am a part of at a given time. I've been able to do this through various church and school communities, through music, academic and athletic ability, and whatever else needs to be done. Nothing exists without a dedicated community and members willing to sacrifice their own time and effort for the good of the whole is what creates and sustains that community. I love making the most of whatever opportunities come my way. And plenty has come his way. And the good news is that on the way, Caleb pays attention and responds to needs. When it seemed prudent to energize the EMU campus community around engaging dynamics and timely opportunities, Caleb was instrumental in implementing the podcast like no other. He lined up interviews with faculty, staff, and students, served as the interviewer and the recorder, and posted the podcasts. In short, he got the job done. He also responded favorably to offering a farewell reception for beloved faculty who were finishing their time teaching at EMU. He helped host spaces for students to engage the challenges around budget reductions and changing academic schedule. He demonstrated care and concern enough to bring people together, and he also stepped in to complete the spring semester series of Friday announcements at the end of each Friday chapel. As a gifted and skilled writer, Caleb also contributes to community engagement and well-being through this medium. I expect we'll hear more from him through the years as he offers perspectives and insights in the form of blog posts, articles, commentary, and editorials. Surely, Caleb will keep us connected, thinking, and engaged in ways that benefit everyone. And for this, we are most grateful.
My name is Joo-hyun Lee, faculty in Business and Economics Department. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. God says, "We all live to serve, that by helping others, we fulfill our own mission." Ever since she started her studies at EMU, Brittany Williams has participated in a broad swath of organizations, clubs, and volunteer activities. She relished every opportunity she could find to work with people and to help others. She reveled in the joy that comes with feeling that she makes a difference in their lives. In every one of her altruistic endeavors, she obtained a sense of fulfillment, happiness, and a surge of energy. Serving others became her mission and passion. She exemplifies the core attributes of a servant leader. Brittany was one of the most outstanding students I have encountered in my first year at EMU. In my course, she always sat in the front row and engaged intensely with the lecture materials. However, her serious academic pursuit is not what captured my attention. It was her willingness to help others. When classmates were struggling in a problem set that required a budget calculation, she immediately volunteered to guide and assist them. When I needed a student research assistant to help with data collection and coding of my research, she stepped up and pitched in. Throughout all these activities and whenever serving others, she was consistently passionate and pleasant. Overall, she was the most dedicated and involved student I have known. She has been engaged in leadership roles with numerous organizations on campus. She was a vital member of Black Student Union and organized a variety of social activities. She was a pastoral assistant for campus ministries and did a lot of behind-the-scenes work to prepare for various campus ministries events. She also made a significant contribution as a member of the track and field team. She worked with the team in a strong and supportive leadership role, providing a steadfast, calming, and mature presence during a recent transitional period. She greatly assisted the new interim head coach in communicating key information to team members while serving as the role model in focusing on academic and athletic pursuits. She was also elected as the president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. In addition to taking leadership roles in many capacities on campus, Brittany also served on an array of important committees. She was a member of a student planning committee for President Hoxman's inauguration. She served a student member of the track and field cross-country head coach search committee. She also served on the planning committee for EMU's first ACE Festival guest speaker. She was always thoroughly engaged, demonstrated active listening, and creatively contributing to the activities with which she was involved. Brittany also volunteered with a plethora of local community organizations, including the Virginia Mennonite Retirement Center, Harrisonburg International Festival, Community Mennonite Church Food Pantry, Martin Luther King Community Service Events, and Sister Care Mennonite Women USA. If I may quote Brittany's comments about her desire to serve others, she said, "God has given us all different gifts and interests. When I serve others, I do it because it's a passion. I genuinely enjoy working with people and experiencing the feeling when completing a task. As I continue to do service with others, I learn more about myself, my community, and other people around me. It allows me to have an insight for the environment I am working. Service for me isn't just about going in and making changes for others, but also learning to live a better lifestyle for myself." Brittany, you have been a blessing to all of us. You have inspired us with your faith, your action, your service, your leadership, and your compassion. Thank you for walking with us, and I wish you great successes in the next chapter of your life.
I'm Kathleen Roth, and it's my privilege and honor to present Cords of Distinction to Elizabeth Whitmer on behalf of Eastern Mennonite University. I first met Elizabeth Whitmer in early August 2015. We met at Red Robin Restaurant in Carlisle, PA, for me to interview Elizabeth for a work-study position in the intensive English program that would begin in the fall of Elizabeth's freshman year at EMU. I was impressed with Elizabeth at with her humility and her obvious joy in life. This was the beginning of her involvement at the IEP. Over these years, we've learned that Elizabeth, along with the humility and joy that she has, she takes into her relationships and involvements, has a keen intellect, dedication to detail, a passion for justice, and the commitment to do things right. In her time at EMU, Elizabeth has used her passion, personality, and skills to be active in a number of involvements. In the summer of 2017, Elizabeth took part in the Ministry Inquiry Program to help her determine if her call to service might involve the pastorate. During this time, she worked at a community organizing project that helped to hone her interest in working to alleviate injustice and suffering in the world. The list of projects, activities, and commitments that Elizabeth has been involved with while a student is long and totally consistent with her desire to be a faithful follower of Christ. Elizabeth began at the IEP as a work-study student in her first year at EMU, where her dedication to the students led her to become a conversation partner and student tutor, in addition to her work hours. Her work has exposed her to the plights of the immigrant and refugee students and the cultural adjustments of the international students, so that she has become an advocate for these students and become universally appreciated by them. Elizabeth's involvements haven't been limited to the classroom or the international student areas of university life. She has also been a member and co-president of the Coalition of Climate Justice, which has helped her to be aware of the environmental perils we face and the opportunities we have to be activists in its protection. She has been a member and co-president of the Third Culture Kids Student Fellowship, where she has been involved in dialogue and program development. Elizabeth has been a member of the Peace Fellowship, through which she has been active in campus and community events such as protests, vigils, workshops, and conferences that have included the MCC United Nations Intercollegiate Peace Fellowship. Other involvements have included the International Student Organization, Take Back the Night, DACA Dialogue Committee, Latino Student Association, Social Work is People, Mennonite Central Committee's East Coast Board as the student representative from EMU, Assemblea de Derechos Civiles, Patchwork Pantry, New Bridges Resource Center, and the Nursing Home and Prison Worship Team. These many involvements are rounded out and motivated by her faith, and her ongoing relationship with her family and her home congregation have helped her to stay grounded and kept her desire to be like Christ foremost in her thinking. Elizabeth says, "I want to work at root causes of issues and travel the world. My passions include immigration, women's rights, creation care, and prison abolition. One day I may run for office, although I see myself as more of a grassroots organizer." With Elizabeth's passions, her Spanish fluency, skills, and energy, she is well-placed to make an impact for good wherever she will find herself in the future.
Let's give them all collectively one more round of applause. Over the years, whenever my children get an award or started to think a lot of themselves, I would always remind them that I made them. Which, as you can imagine, immediately prompted an eye roll. In any case, we do also want to honor those here tonight that have physically, spiritually, and emotionally made this outstanding group of students. Would all the parents and the mentors of these students please stand to be recognized? I also want to recognize another very important person that's here with us today, and that's Bernadette Phillips, the Director of Operations for Student Life. She is the one that does the hours of planning and preparation for this event. Bernadette, would you please stand? You're already standing to be recognized. Finally, to the graduates, don't forget us. I promise our development office won't forget you. Please come back to see us often. You have provided leadership here over the past 4 years. Don't let that leadership end here tomorrow. Push us, prod us, keep us focused on our mission of educating students to serve and lead in a global context. Blessings to each of you as you transition into this next stage in your life. And now a blessing for our benediction. Colossians 1, 9 to 12. May God grant you spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may be able to see things from a spiritual point of view, and so that your lives may be worthy of God and pleasing to Him. And may you bear fruit in all that you do, and continue to grow in your understanding of who God is. And may God give you the strength you need to endure whatever comes with patience and even joy, always giving thanks to God who through Jesus Christ has given you new life. May it be so for each one of us. Amen.